only melons and watermelons and even, you know, those kind of things are certainly some math people. They enjoy it. They eagerly await its coming. So that's not a shaila. Okay, we're on page Ayin Gimel. Daf Ayin Gimel. We're learning about Rabbi Halovus is now stressing how to see that Hashem is a mative, and that's part of Shar HaBechina. And he's talking about now Choshech, which at the paragraph starting with the word Umichlal on page Ayin Gimel. So he says, you know, at first Choshech, like, what's the point of Choshech? It's, you can't do anything, because when they had Choshech, they had Choshech. It was dark. And when it's dark, you can't really do much. You can't accomplish much. So you light a Nair, like, big deal. What can you do, La'ar HaNair? So what's the point of Choshech? Where's the Tov in Choshech? So we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll start from 7 lines down from the beginning of the paragraph. The Ilmole, that's number 1. He goes through a few benefits of Choshech. First of all, number 1, the Ilmole Cheshchas HaLayla, Ki Oz Kolu Gufos Rov Ba'alei HaChayim. You have to take a break. It would be very rough on the goof, on the machine called the goof. It would be very rough to just keep going, like the Energizer Bunny. You know, you just keep going. You got to take a break. Now, Machmas Ritzifus Yigiyosom, Utmidus Pu'ulosom. They would just keep going and without Ratzuf, and they would keep on functioning and doing things. Vehem Shechiyusom Tnuwosom, and the body would wear down. Now, whenever you learn something like this, so it's kedai to reflect on it and to think about it. If you want to take it to the next level, you would then ask, why did Hashem do that? In other words, that's a fair question, but that's if you're of a more philosophical bent. Now, if you learn the Chag of Lovers, you say, wow, he's right. That's a very good point. But then if you're a little more philosophical minded, you say, well, wait a second, why did Hashem create the goof in such a way that it'll wear out, and therefore you need sleep and rest, and therefore it's such a great tova that it's choshech because you can't do anything anyway, and therefore you get to rest. But then you could ask, well, why did Hashem make the body this way? So the answer, I don't know, it's speculation, because the Lovers doesn't talk about it on that level. But if you take it to that level, you say, well, I guess it's important. Again, it's like saying, why didn't Hashem not make a person with 3 eyes, or with 4 ears, or with 12 fingers? This must be the best way. It's probably a Musa Haskell to a person. The idea of resting, it gives you a chance to reflect and to think about what you did and make a cheshbon anefesh. And if you just keep going, now, I'm not arguing with the Chavis HaLovas. Chavis HaLovas is talking about why it is Choshech. So he says, because you got to rest. Otherwise, you'll get worn down, and you'll wear yourself down. Now, I'm saying, like, then you say, wait, why did Hashem Gufa do that? Which is a fair question, although it's not in the Chavis HaLovas, but it's a fair question. And I would say the reason is, I mean, you can think yourself. These are kedai things to think about, because it gets you into the state of mind of seeing the good that Hashem did. If you buy a series of books, there's a series called, I forgot what it's called, or somebody many years ago, not that many years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, no, more, 5 years ago, transcribed all of Rabbi Avigdor Miller's tapes. All of them, thank you. And that's a 10-volume work. It's pretty much a straight transcription of the tapes. And that's a very good index in volume 10. Or Olam. You have to find it in a store. It's a guy in Bnei Brak. It's basically a transcription of the tapes. So, Ari, is this the way it's supposed to be? Is this below 90 decibels?
I doubt it.
Okay, so. Nothing. I'm not asking you to do anything, but I'm asking you to realize that there's a problem. The people that are not here night seder don't appreciate the problem, and therefore they can't think about it straight because they don't appreciate the problem. Just like I don't have to meet the shul's budget every month, so I don't appreciate that problem. Okay, I understand that, but they don't appreciate this problem. Okay. So it has in the back of each volume, it has, you know, used to open the floor, ask the rabbi questions. And it has, at the end of each volume, like 30, 40, 50 pages of just questions people threw at him, all sorts of questions. And many of them are, what's the Torah? Because he would be a very big advocate of Chovos HaLevavos, especially Shaar HaBechina, and they would ask him, what's the purpose of this, and what's the purpose of that, and they would, like, even take it to the next level. Like, why did Hashem do it that way? So that's it's a Kedai exercise to do. In this case, I think if you have to rest and you have to stop, then you have a chance to think about what you're doing. Because if you're always doing, then you don't have a chance to think about what you're doing.
But maybe it was to show that your weakness. It's also for sure true.
You see, that's a very good point. It's to show a person his frailty and that he can't just keep going. And
that's
right. Okay, but he's going back to Choshech. He says, so first of all, it forces you to rest, and you would get worn out if you wouldn't rest. And there's a fella, older than me, he's a doctor in Bayit Vegan. He holds that, everybody has. So many problems are created because kids, you can put it on a chart how kids are sleeping less and less and less. I mean, I have a 14-year-old who doesn't go to sleep before 12 o'clock any night. He comes into the house, he comes home from yeshiva, 10:30, and the house is cooking, until you get him to sleep, it's 12 o'clock, and then he has to be up at 6:20. Kids sleeping 6 hours and 20 minutes a night. So if he missed, so this doctor holds that many child, he holds so much lack of sleep, because you don't sleep. Okay, that's what he holds. I forgot his name. He's a famous kid doctor. He's still around. I hope. Okay, number two. By the day halayla, because you have day and night. If you would just have day, nivdal mitzus hazman mi mitzoso. It breaks up time, so you're able to deal with life. It makes life more manageable because you have day and you have night. You don't just have one stretch of existence. It breaks up time, and then you're able to deal with time. So it gives you units of time. Uvo yusag orech hazman habilti mugdor. That's number one. That's A. It gives you a handle on time. You can deal with things because there's seconds and there's minutes, and it just gives you the ability to function, because you could see how long does something take. So you measure it against time. It makes time manageable if there's day and night. Because the day is like hours, is how many hours till Shkia. Right? That's how we work. That's how the sun, that shows money is how much time do you have till Shkia. You didn't have a clock. You didn't have a clock. When you have a clock, you have a clock. But if you don't have a clock, if you think about it, before there were clocks, so the whole, how much time do I have? So you measure it against Shkia. Right, we measure it till sunrise. It gives you a way of measuring time. It gives you a way of thinking about life, because it splits up. You have today and tomorrow. A day becomes more of a unit when you have a day and a night. And when it's day again, so it starts a new day. And you're able to compartmentalize your life. And you say, okay, a week went by already. Why is it a week? Because it's 7 days. And the only thing that makes that possible is the fact that there was night in the middle. I don't know, people live in the North Pole, you have to talk to them. Right? If the scientists that live in the North Pole, I think they're affected by it, by the monotony, and they don't know, what's today, what's tomorrow. You have no way of doing that. So we have clocks. So you say, okay, theoretically we can do it with clocks. But Vilo Hayah Matzov Tmidi Betsura Achas Lohaisam Mitzvah Kvua Bizman. Let's not forget the Torah. And let's not forget about that you have dates and Zman Kriya Shema and times when things happen. Tavon HaShabbos, VaHachag, VaHatzom. Okay, next. Lohayu Bein B'nei Odom Haftochos L'Zman Kavua. Two people make up again, if no clocks, no clocks in the Bria, there's no clocks. So you say, okay, I'll meet you somewhere and we'll do something together. We'll do a job together. I'll meet you. So again, without day and night, you really can't deal with time. So people couldn't make up when to meet, or at least it would be very difficult. Like this, you always have these two things of sunrise and sunset, and you measure time against that happening. Now, there's something embedded in the Bria that allows you to measure time. There's so many things that are a function of time. Shnos Hachama, Shnos Halavana, Achodesh, even the seasons. I don't know, if there wouldn't be day or night, I don't know, I guess there would be seasons still, but I don't know if you can count, let's say, if a woman, you couldn't measure days, you couldn't measure weeks, you couldn't measure months, so you wouldn't know how much time has gone by, you couldn't live. Then he says that digestion, we have to turn to the doctor here, he says digestion, it's well known, the main digestion takes place at night when you're sleeping, when you're resting. That's when the stomach digests most of the food, as he says. You wouldn't completely, it's when the person's at rest. And I don't think the point is at night. It's when the person's at rest that the stomach, he's looking at choshech as when you're forced to stop working. Again, this is a way we live unnatural lives. Ever since the invention of the electric bulb, I guess it's a fair question to ask also. Since the Chavetz Chaim insists, and I mean, of course, it's true, you don't need the Chavetz Chaim to say it, but he reminds us in his Akdama that Hashem maneuvers history too. So it's also a fair question to ask, why did Hashem make that we're now, there's a point in history where, in terms of working and this, the difference between night and day is almost erased. Almost. You know, there must be some reason for that also. Maybe we don't do what we're supposed to do during the day, so we need extra time to catch up. Maybe it's an asayon. Maybe it's, I don't know. Like he once said, I heard him say once about Victor Miller's itself, that the Industrial Revolution, because man deteriorated so much that he's not even worthy of having animals work for him anymore. Forget about slavery, that we're not worthy of having other people work for us. Then we kept on going downhill, and we're not even worthy of animals working for us. So there was an Industrial Revolution that we do all this work without animals. So there must be a reason for this also, why there's no night and day. Maybe it's in the Sion, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's part of the Hester upon him. Certainly in history, there's a hest upon him. So in terms of what Ari said, you know, we feel invincible. It's part of the Nisayon of modern man that we feel that we're in control of everything and feel invincible. So maybe it's part of the hest upon him that we, like in the Dor HaFloga, they thought they can wipe out the weaknesses of mankind by building that tower. So we have the electric light and we feel, it really is revolutionary. When you learn those kinds of levels, you realize how revolutionary light is at night. And it allows us to function at night, kimat like during the day, and that's not a good thing. That's what you see from him. So for some reason, Hashem wanted that in this tkufan history, it should happen. But you see that it's not natural and it's not a good thing, as we're learning here in the Chavis Olbavus. Then he says, let's just finish up this point. Ulfish Adam, you do need some light at night because you do some things at night. Can't pitch black. So he says, Hashem gave them a ton of veish, via boit service l'chola b'layla. He says, you need people to be with the chola at night, I guess because he's scared, and you have to keep the chola company at night. L'thikach nosom l'Hashem b'mekomos ma'or ha'esh. So that's, we make a bracha on that. Bori mori ha'esh, that's the creation of fire, motzei Shabbos. That the main function of fire, you see from here, is to give light at night. Kadesh, what? He talks about, I don't know, he talks about it to give light. You see, we make a bracha over Eish in terms of Bori Mori Ha'esh, and it gives light. Kadeshi Yishtamish Bo Belayla Beisha Yirtze, V'Yichabehu Beisha Yirtze. So Hashem gave something with an on-off switch that with an on-off switch so that we could use it at will, because you're really not supposed to be using it, so to speak. It's supposed to be dark and go to sleep and rest. And so Hashem gave us something that gives light when you need it, and the reality you could turn it